5 good ones, not 5 bad ones.
It's not every day you have an elite gymnast from Nigeria helping up your skills.
You know, gymnastics in Nigeria is, it's not that popular, so very few people do it. I think that's the main reason why it's not developed. And, well, some few individuals are doing very well to see how they can develop the sport. It's not quite there yet, so... My name is Emeka Ikezie. I have been off and on gymnastics, right, from 7, did that for just 1 year to 8 years old, and then stopped here, was around 15. Well, I started coaching in 2015, yeah, just after I finished my junior secondary school.
As a child, why did you get drawn to it?
I think I watched 2002 Olympics, and then I saw some gymnasts on the rings and Pamela Hoss, and I was like, oh, wow, this is something I would like to do. And ever since, I've been chasing the dream to do gymnastics.
Tap more. Just at the top and tap. Round.
There's one thing that connects everyone in this room, wherever they're from, the love of gymnastics.
What do you like about coaching?
What I love about coaching is just the kids being able to push themselves above or up their limits, and then try to learn new things and see the smiles and happiness in this kid's face after getting new skills.
So when did you get to Australia?
It was last year in November, straight to Albury. I posted on the coaching platform on Facebook, and the manager from Flyweight Gymnastics sent me a message on Messenger. I was like, oh, would you like to work for Flyweight Gymnastics? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to receive the offer.
So from your experience here, you want to go back to Nigeria and share that?
Well, from my experience, I would love to go back to Nigeria and share it. But then again, if the system does not let me grow past some certain limit, I think I will just have to remain and then keep my dream of getting some gymnast to the Olympics here.
Try to think about your ribs at the back of your spine. That's better.
Hi, I'm Gula Schmitz. I'm from Belgium. I came straight to Albury, so 10 years ago. So pretty much did the same thing as Emeka. Came here for coaching and stayed. I started off as a gymnast back home, yeah. I grew up in a small town club, I guess a bit like Albury, and it was a family pretty much, and my friends went into coaching, I went into coaching, and then I enjoyed that better than gymnastics do. So yeah, I just liked working with the kids and seeing what they can achieve.
Why do you love it? Why have you made a career out of it?
To be honest, I think it could have been any sport. I love all sports. I just ended up doing gymnastics in the club back home. But it's also the technicality about it that keeps me interested as a coach, because it never gets boring. It's so technical, and there's so much physics involved and biomechanics that keeps it very, you have to be on your toes the whole time. Keeps you on your toes, yeah.
And what skills do you think it's given you over the years?
Definitely like management skills, because it's so much you need to teach in very little time that you really have to think about long-term planning and how you're going to start from early on with those little drills that they're going to need like 10 years on from now. So long-term planning, I think, is probably one of the main skills, yeah.
Emeka is from Nigeria. Yeah. What was it about his experience that you wanted to bring to Flyway?
He just was a coach that's really passionate about the sport and knows what he's doing. Like, technically, he's up there. So, and then in the interviews, he was also clear that he was looking for the same things as we do when we coach. So he's like, he wants to get the best out of gymnasts, but doing it in the right way with growing the kids as a whole. And it's really hard in the regional area to find coaches that are qualified. We either have to train them ourselves or try to find someone else from outside.
And you're from Belgium and Emeka is from Nigeria. How great is it to have that experiences from different countries to bring to Australia?
As much as gymnastics coaching, it's pretty much the same. But I think it's good for the kids to be exposed to different cultures and the accents and different languages, because I think it opens their view up of the world. If you talk to them, they're very curious all too. They're asking a lot of questions, and I think that's probably one of the main benefits.
That was nice. That was good. Bit more chest in at the back of your swings, but good.